Nobody likes taxes. The question is, what is the most fair and equitable way to, in fact, extract money from the population?
During Governor Gary Herbert's monthly press conference, he addressed some of the concerns that have been voiced in relation to the tax reform bill passed last week by state legislature. The bill cut state tax revenue by $160 million by lowering income taxes and increasing state sales taxes, including the tax on food. Many people are concerned the reforms will benefit the rich while draining the poor.
86% of the people of Utah will pay less taxes next year than they paid this past year. That's a pretty good step in the right direction.
At the current tax rate, the governor says low-income families receive a net benefit of about $40 million per year. With the new tax credit, he says the amount increases to about $135 million.
Over three times more money now is going to be redirected into helping the poor.
Some people are also worried about how the bill will affect education funding in the state. Herbert says people can expect to see a robust increase in education funding during the upcoming legislative session through a combination of money from income and sales tax.
The need to have more stability and predictability, certainly in the long term, for our education funding is what has driven a lot of this idea of having some changes in our tax policy and have tax modernization that reflects the current economy.
More information on the governor's announcement is available at upr.org. This is Kat Webb reporting for Utah Public Radio.